Hello, I'm Rashi, and this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories. The government is working on a universal debt relief scheme for small borrowers aimed to help small farmers, artisans, and micro enterprises. The plan is likely to be ready for implementation when the new government is formed. The results of the Lok Sabha election that is currently underway will be declared on May 23rd. Anyone below a specified income and asset threshold, such as individuals with an annual income of Rs 60,000, outstanding loans of Rs 35,000 or less, and assets worth Rs 20,000 or less, will be eligible for the scheme. Indian-born industrialist brothers Sri and Gopichand Hinduja reclaimed the title of Britain's wealthiest by posting fortunes of £22 billion to their name. The industrialist brothers posted a 1.35 billion jump in their fortunes to rank at the top of the Sunday Times Rich List 2019. The second spot went to Mumbai-born Rubin Brothers with £18.66 billion. Richest Indian Mukesh Ambani-led Reliance Industries' entry into online retailing will help expand the current 15,000 digitized retail stores to over 5 million by 2023, a study of Bank of America Merrill Lynch said. As much as 90% of India's $700 billion US dollars retail market is unorganized, made up mostly of neighborhood kirana stores selling groceries and other sundries. These kirana stores are keen to upgrade their tech, and this is driving a wave of modernization, the study said. Accusing China of breaking the negotiated trade deal draft with the United States, President Donald Trump on Sunday said Beijing was now dreaming that he would be replaced by a Democratic candidate after the 2020 presidential elections. In a series of tweets, Trump indicated toughening of his stand against China. After the near collapse of trade talks with China last week, Trump on Friday imposed a hefty duty on import of Chinese products from 10% to 25% and asking for a similar increase on tariff on the rest of the Chinese import of over $300 billion. The penultimate phase of Lok Sabha election 2019 witnessed a total voter turnout of 63.3% in 59 parliamentary constituencies in 6 states and 1 union territory on Sunday, said the Election Commission. The sixth phase of polling was held for 4 seats in Jharkhand, 8 seats each in Bihar, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh, 14 in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 seats in Haryana and all 7 constituencies in Delhi. Japanese auto major Honda will continue to offer diesel models in India even after BS6 emission norms kick in, unlike Maruti Suzuki, which has decided to stop selling diesel cars from April 1, 2020. According to a senior official of Honda Cars, the company plans to upgrade its 2 diesel engines. Pakistan on Sunday reached an agreement with the IMF on a bailout package under which the cash-strapped country will receive $6 billion over 3 years, according to a top official. The staff-level agreement now awaits a formal approval by the International Monetary Fund Board of Directors in Washington. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hit back at Congress President Rahul Gandhi for his statement that the Congress had dismantled Modi's image over allegations of corruption in the Rafale deal. Modi's image has not been created by the Khan Market Gang or Luthien's Delhi, but 45 years of his toil, Modi told the Indian Express. The PM was referring to Congress President Rahul Gandhi's statement to a TV channel. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.